So I think at the end of Shir last time, we mentioned the Bor Zeruah quotes the Yireim, who says that Avde Elokeinu Tzrichim Lizayir Im Shosim Mashkin or Tzvuim B'Shabbes, like red wine or Tutim, that you don't wipe your face with a napkin, with a cloth, with your sleeve, because then you will be dyeing your cloth. And this is cited by the Beis Yosef, Shem Chaf Sif Chaf. And he also notes that there are those that argue among Rishonim, the Agur disagrees, the Radvaz cited by the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katon Chaf Dalet, disagree. And they say there's no such thing as Sviya Derech Lichloch. This might resemble the what we saw in Malabin, that there's no such thing as Libun Derech Lichloch. However, what the Magen Avraham points out is, if you're going to be machmir for Malabin, so Kavachomer, you'll be machmir over here, because Lichloch is truly the opposite of Malabin, whereas Lichloch, Tzviya Derech Lichloch, isn't necessarily the opposite. Now, obviously, it won't be Deraisa in the event that you're Makalkel or the like, but at the very least, it would be Aser Midirabanan. And so, therefore, the Magen Avraham seems to conclude, he says that the logic... the Magen Avraham seems to conclude that one should follow the Machmir view. So if you follow the Machmir view, the Magen Avraham, again, Shem Chaf Sif Kam Chaf Hei asks, so why do you have to worry about the fact that your face is going to get dirty? Why only worried about your napkins getting dirty? You should worry about your face. So the answer is, De'en Sviya Ella B'davar Shadarko Litzvoa. So you can't wipe with a napkin when eating berries, because you're going to dye the cloth, but you can eat berries, even though you'll inevitably dye your lips or your face. The Mishnah Berurah, Shin Gimel, Sif Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Nun Ches, asks, so does that mean, since we say that a woman does in fact dye her face, the Haraya, it's also for her to put on makeup, so maybe she shouldn't be able to eat berries? And the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, maybe, but still it's going to be okay, as we discussed last time, because it's not really the Derech to dye your lips. So he wondered about if that's true. Maybe nowadays, on the one hand, we should worry about dyeing, eating strawberries, if that's going to make your lips red, because it is the derech to dye your lips. On the other hand, we could also argue that the chumrah that the Reim has, that you shouldn't use a cloth to stop the bleeding, would be mutter, because it's not the derech any longer to bleed, to die with blood. And perhaps that would be true. Certainly, you could argue that if you wipe your face with a napkin, you know, and there's chicken or chocolate or whatever it is, it's not the derech to die with these things anymore. And therefore, maybe it would be mutter. Aye, but clearly the fact that he was machmir for blood suggests that he's not worried about the fact that it's not the derech is insufficient to be matir. So he suggested, no, maybe actually in those days they did die with blood. And that's why he said you couldn't use the cloth for a wound. But nowadays, where it's probably not the derech to die with blood or to paint with blood, so you could argue that it's mutter. As we said before, this is a machlokas Rishonim. The Magen Avraham says you should be machmir. He thinks that since we're choshish for the re by libun, so you should also be machmir over here. Mishnah Berurah sort of sounds like mikra din, we could be mekel, but better to be machmir. That's why in Shin Chaf Ches, if katan mem ches, he writes that if you're bleeding, shas ad chak, you're bleeding all over the place, you could be makel to use a bandage. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah and Zayin does bring down the agur. And again, sounds like we recommend stringency, though perhaps if there's a need for leniency, it would be okay. And you could argue certainly that nowadays everything would be okay because of the lack of derech to die with these things. The Achronim discuss the Shaila, what about a woman, if assuming we are machmir, let's say not to get blood on a cloth, what is a woman supposed to do if she wants to do a bedika for echos nida, or she wants to use like a sanitary cloth. Over there, what's going to happen? She's going to get blood all over the cloth. Is that mutter or aser? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's Kuntres Achron and Simon Shin Chaf, argues that it's going to be okay, that even if you're going to be machmir for tzviya derech lechlach, that's only in the event that it is bedavar shedarko litzvawa. So this is not davar shedarko litzvawa. And what's the raya? So according to that, you know, certainly band-aids are going to be okay. What's his raya is mishameres. We know that we're not choshish for kibbutz by mishameres. Let's say, well, there's machlokas about kibbutz for mishameres, but if it's with wine, it's going to be okay. And why not? So the answer is, we saw, because it's derech bekach. So what? So says the Alter Rebbe, you see from here, and again, even according to the Rashbam, that's okay if it's not, that's okay. Yesh lomar de mishameres nami. Kevan de lo ichpas la klal bilibuna l'shum adam ein libuna chashav klum. And likewise, if you're lo ichpas le bitzviya, then ein tzviya chashav klum. So if this is not something that you would ever dye, then it's going to be okay. So if you have something, a cloth that's miyuchad for a woman to serve as a pad, so it's going to be no different than a mishameres, and therefore even the machmirim would be makel. Anytime this is sort of designated for cleaning, it would be okay. So according to that, then certainly you could be makel on any type of paper napkins or the like. As even though there, you might be conceivably over on Soveya if you intentionally dyed a paper, but napkins, paper towels, sanitary napkins, whatever it is, all these things, bedika cloths, these are all miyuchad for getting dirty, for cleaning dirt. And therefore, it's going to be like mishameres, and even the arayim would be mako. That's what he says. Yes.
Napkins, you have colored napkins.
Yeah, even if you dye them, but they're miyuchad. At least once we get them, they are designated for cleaning up dirt, basically. So that's going to be equivalent to the mishameres. Okay. Yeah.
And cloth napkins.
I think maybe you could argue, not so clear, maybe even cloth napkins nowadays, that would still be true. In other words, that's exactly what they're for. So you could argue, according to Alter Rebbe, nowadays even cloth napkins would be okay. And
even without the threshing, they would have put itself there to be to bear with chocolate.
So that's the shaila. If you hold of that kula, then it would also be okay. That kula wasn't so pashat. But yes, that was our first kula, that would be equivalent to what the Magen Avraham says, why it's okay to eat fruit. But even if you don't accept that kula, this is an additional kula. Yes?
So when I was talking about the thing itself, I mean, not about what you're done with.
Correct. Because he's choshesh that it was that we're going to accept that you can't use a bandage with a regular cloth. You can't take your shirt and use it as a tourniquet, assuming that there's no pikuach nefesh or other issues. But, right? But you could use a bandage that was meant to get bloody. Yeah.
And in the case of, let's say, bedika cloth, so there, even though you want the stain, it's still considered.
Well, first of all, you don't want the stain. Usually, she's hoping for it to be clean. Happens to be the Avnei Nezer, Kofayin Hay, who disagrees with the Alter Rebbe, big machlokas among Hasidish Apaiskim. So he's machmir, but he thinks the bedika cloth is still okay. The bedika cloth is fine because davshen miskaving. I don't know. First of all, you probably do want it to be clean, but even if you never know. Every time you're going to be doing the bedika, there's always the possibility that it's going to come out clean. Otherwise, you wouldn't do a bedika. So he says, but what about using a, like I said, a sanitary pad? So he says that's mutter because it's derech grama. I guess, sort of falls down on its own. As you put it there, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes it's not like she's constantly bleeding. So that's why he's makel for that. In terms of the Hefsek Tara, like we said, it's Darashena Miskaven. In terms of, he asks though, how could you? Yes, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, how could a woman ever do Hefsek Tara or any bdika? It's clear that they were women were doing bdikas all the time, especially Kolamar. So we couldn't say that if the only cool is Darashena Miskaven, that's not going to be good enough. Because Rabbi Yehuda would have asserted it. So he says, yeah, but according to Rashi and Yuma Lamed Aleph Beis, Rabbi Yehuda's modeh for an Isser D'Rabbanan. Darshan Miskaven is like Safek D'Rabbanan. So therefore, since it's going to be Mid'Rabbanan, because it's Kilkel, it's Mekalkel, so that's why even Rabbi Yehuda would be Meiko. Fine. It could be that. The Avnei Nezer himself would also be makel by napkins, because the Avnei Nezer basically writes, he quotes the Magen Avraham by the face, and the same, just like you never dye in your face, and therefore it's mutter for her to eat fruits, even our face is going to get dyed. So to basically, we never dye napkins. And more or less, Avnei Nezer himself accepts that kula. Now, you're right, it's not so obvious because in the factories, they could dye the napkins. But you could also argue that at least for us, we would never, ever, ever dye a napkin. And therefore, even the Avnei Nezer could be mako. Yes.
You may go by the case of the past only been received by Shabbat. It's like take a
Sick ratio, but grammar, yeah. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
there any other items?
Again, I think he would be modeh for our pads anyway, even if it wasn't a grammar, because again, the Avnei Nezer is modeh for anything that is ein derech litzvah klal. And the Avnei Nezer is modeh, quotes Magen Avraham and says, anything that's ein derech litzvah klal is mutter. So when he was machmir, he was talking about for a pad was like a cloth, and cloths are things that are darko litzvoa. So a pad, you could argue, is davar she'ein darko litzvoa klal. So for our pads, which are disposable, I think even the Avnei Nezer would be moda. Okay, so that's why l'chaira, even if you follow the machmir view, there are not going to be that many cases that you would have to be machmir nowadays. Okay, last thing, photogray lenses. So photogray lenses are the types of glasses that when you walk out into the sun, they turn dark. They turn into sunglasses-like things. So do we ever have a case of soveya where it's usher, even though you're not adding dye or anything like that?
You're showing me about maybe
Right?
the
Exactly. So Misharbatin and the also the Smag quotes the Yerushalmi as well, that Pokases is Chayav Misham Tzoveya. And what's Pokases, according to at least the Smag? Yerushalmi, she takes dough and she puts it on her face. And when you remove it, it gives her some type of red complexion, I guess, or something like that. Again, so you see that you're not adding any dye. It's not like the dough turns her face red because the dough's red. It's the dough makes the face naturally turn red. So therefore, you could argue that photogray lenses are also usher in the same way. It brings out the color that's already inside the lenses. And therefore, since we're choshesh for the smag, shin gimel sifkat on chaf hey in the achronim, so maybe we have to be machmir on this as well. But like we said, does that mean, is there a limit to that? You can't go outside because you might get a suntan. So Rav Moshe is making on the shayla of the photograde lenses, as is Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, B'Shem Rishlomo Zalman Arbach. In Shmir Shabbos, it's Perk Yilchasa Ara Ayin. In Rav Moshe, it's Chayla Gimel Simen Mem Hey. He writes, so first of all, according to Rav Moshe, maybe we could say, and this might be what he's alluding to, his own svara that he had by the powder. In other words, this is such a eno shel kayama dikat tzviya. Rav Moshe seems to hold to this idea that very short-lived tzviya is not a shayla of tzviya at all. It's mutter. It's not even aser midrabanan, and therefore these types of photograde lenses would be okay. But we saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman at the very least did not like that kula. So what other tzad do we have? So as I mentioned before, first of all, the Minchas Yitzchak is machmir for intentional suntanning. It's simin shin gimel. It's quoted in Dir Shin Gimel footnote 54. He also says it's aser if you do it for refuah, like somebody has a vitamin D deficiency. It's also aser alts refuah b'shabes. So it could be two isurim to get suntan. Though I don't know how many people are getting suntanned anymore for refuah purposes. But anyway, so Rav Moshe says there's another reason to be mako. Because the dye is, you're not adding anything. I think this is what he means. Really, what you're doing is you're causing a chemical reaction to take place in the glasses, which darkens them. But you're not adding anything new. Now, what about the cases from the Yerushalmi? So I think there the pshat is that perhaps you are adding something new. In other words, there's the skin of the animal and the blood from the body then dyes the skin. Or even with the pokeses, it draws the blood from inside the body to the outside. That's not actually what's happening over here. Here it's just a chemical reaction that causes them to come dark. And so therefore you can't, in any tzviya that happens without adding something, can't be considered salvea. Yeah.
So we're not talking about the fact that you're being passive by this walk.
That's another answer. We could say that, but and this relates to discussions we've had over before about derech hilucho and the like. Do you,
what was that other point? I couldn't hear.
The question is that you're passive, meaning to say it's sort of happening on your own. I'm just walking outside, a type of grama svara. So that is another relevant svara. It's less obvious, especially when you're machavin lekach, if you would say that. But with the, even if you're going to say that suntanning is also because you're machavin lekach, but the glasses, you're not machavin lekach. I'm just walking outside. Now, I guess you could sort of make the argument in both directions. I mean, you do want your glasses to turn dark when you're outside. So it's not so clear. But what you're saying is, at worst, it would be a grama, and that certainly is already makes it more kal in addition to the other svaros. One last question. So I was once asked, there are a lot of medical tests that involve Sovea. I mean, pregnancy tests, though, usually you can wait for that. Sometimes people want to take ovulation tests. Some diabetes tests work on urine. I was once asked, could somebody do a COVID test on Shabbos where you put a strip into urine or saliva or something like that, and then if you're positive, there's a red line or something like that. Is that going to be tzoveya? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's Perek Lamed Gimel. Ha'ara Pei Gimel is also discussed in Orach HaShabbos, Perek Tes Vav, Sif Samach Zayin. Shlomo Zalman is Mesupik. He has an interesting sad to be Mekel, which I thought was a very big chiddush, though he's not sure. That I'm not really interested in the dying. I'm just interested in knowing the results. Now, it's true. I only know the results because of it turns red. But still, if I'm not interested in the dying, only the results, it's okay. In other words, I don't need it to be red for it to be the sake of red. It's almost like we talked about the difference between Soveh and Kosev, and we said, well, Kosev is about conveying information. So Soveh is about changing color, changing appearance. So here, it's almost like information. And since it's information, then it's not Soveh. So Schechter said about that, so then it's Kosev. That's what Schechter thought. It was a problem of Kosev. So Orchel Shabbos is also Machmir. So again, there could be situations where we would be Mako when you take other factors, but Lamaisa, under normal circumstances, I think we would be Machmir about that. Somebody once asked me about diapers that change colors. So they have a brand of diapers where when the diapers fill up, so then they turn colored. So I think that's okay. It's Ms. Asik. You worried about Safinan? They're just, it's no worse than the sunglasses, than the photogray lenses.
Well, why in the case of the COVID that's not?
It's totally miscavane. I want this to, oh, you're saying.
It's not going to happen.
So, but you're miscavane. Davar Shein miscavane is I want to do X and Mimela Y may or may not happen. What do I want to do? I like in the mood to stick the strip into urine and then, oh, Mimela turns red? No, I'm Mechavein Litzviya. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. If I go ahead and I strike a match, 50% chance it's going to light a fire, 50% it's not. So we say, oh, it's Shemutter, Davar Shein miscavane. No, because it's Mechavein. I want it to light. I don't know if it's going to succeed or not. I'm not so good at lighting matches. I miss most of the time. But still, if it lights, I didn't miss a deraisa. Yeah.
Difference of Shechter's position of Kosev. So would this be like Kosev Osachas, or it's considered?
Okay, maybe. It could be that it gets, we'll talk about when we get to, I would think this might be more similar to Roshem, actually, which is a Tolda of Kosev.
So you're saying because it's a law?
Yes.
So that would be a theory, right?
Even though sometimes it's, a lot of these tests have a test one anyway, so it's two lines and one line.
Right. But what's created is a second line.
No, because it's both, what's created is two lines.
Oh, I thought it was...
The test, in other words, the point of the test line is, no, it's to see that it worked, that like it's not a broken test. So it's two lines if it's positive, one if it's negative. If you have no lines, then well, something's faulty.
How did one line get there when it's negative?
It reacts with urine no matter what, regardless, to create one line. And if it's urine plus COVID, then it makes two lines.
Oh.
I imagine.
So then,
but anyway, pachos mekabu, writing an os achas is an isha deraisa.
Right, but then you could, meaning that it could be grama or things like this.
I don't know how chatzi shir. We don't really have many kulas for chatzi shir. We don't assume.
Well, os achas is an isha deraisa.
No, os achas is an isha deraisa. No, we don't assume like the chacham tzvi that that chatzi shir is aser only midrabanan on Shabbos. We assume like Rashi. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, many places that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah and hilchos Shabbos. It might be you're not chayav chatas, so you know maybe it's you know slightly different. But overall, we are not. It's an iser d'oraisa. So something being chatzi shir doesn't give you too much additional wiggle room. Yeah.
I'm going back to the diapers. Both spirals on the 43 glasses don't apply because here it is miskayin, and you're adding something to it.
I don't know if, well, first of all, you're not, it's not blue urine, but you're right. I guess the urine causes a chemical reaction which makes the diaper blue. So the answer is it's misasik. I should be more clear. The baby is misasik. Pashtus misasik is nothing. And so you're causing the baby to do... do something all your day misasik is not a chol Shabbos. I think that would be a better way of saying this. Fire. Yeah.
The that
well, that won't help you very much in terms of making it mutter if that's the svara. No, I think what he's saying is that Not every time you change the color of something is it tzoveya. It's only tzoveya when you want the color. And therefore, over here, where you don't want the color, you just want the results, that isn't tzoveya.
Is it clear when we say that, though? Like, why we're starting off?
No, it is not clear, and Rishon Zalman, as I indicated, is a big chiddush. But that's, I think, what he's assuming, that that's the part of the definition of the malacha is that you want the color, and therefore conveying information, even though it happens to convey information via change in color, is not bechlal the malacha. Rishon Zalman, just to point out, is misupik about it. He doesn't say it's mutter. He has such a tzad.
The thing like Rishon who thought by malacha that.
Right.
So
similar type of thing. Yeah. But you're right. It's a chiddush over there and it's a chiddush over here. Okay. So we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, on Monday, we will start kosher. I sent you out malacha, Mar Makomos, a while ago. Kosher is, again, we have at least the beginning of the parak, a lot of very gishmak things. Obviously, we're going to do it together with Matir as well. Okay. Have a good day. Everyone should have a good Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim.
Cold water into them, colors.